So we learn the Sikha of Chayisada number one on the Pasuk at the beginning of the Parsha where Avram is negotiating with Ephraim regarding buying Ma'aris HaMachpelah. So he says, V'yitim is Ma'aris HaMachpelah in the ninth Pasuk, and he should give me the Ma'aris HaMachpelah B'shevik Tzei Sodeum at the edge of the field, b'chesef malei, in full money, yitnanali, he should give it to me, b'seichichem, from amongst you, lachuz as cover, as a burial ground. Comes Rashi on the words, chesef malei, ashalim kol shavya, I will pay its entire worth. V'chein David amar la'aravna, and so too David said to Aravna, and that's a story that's quoted in Divrei Hayom in Perek Chafalot. It's quite a hectic perek if you read it. A time that David HaMelech told Yoav to count Am Yisrael, and Hashem was very, very disappointed, and it caused a plague. And then, in order to bring atonement, David HaMelech wants to appease Hashem, and he's told to go to Geirin HaRavna, the place where, over there in the parsha, it actually refers to him in the parak as Arnon, but in other places he's referred to as Aravna. And when David HaMelech realizes that this is a place that has, you know, good value for Hashem, Chen David Amal Aravna, David says to Aravna, b'chesef mali, give me full money. Now, says the devil like this. Obviously, that's what chesef mali means, full worth. What else would I think it was? And what am I learning from the David? What is it? Over here it says chesef mali, and over there it says chesef mali. What's the difference? Now, says that, but you could have answered like this. Maybe the Rashi was struggling. Why I have to say mali? Like, you know, because something's full. What's the opposite of full? Empty. But what's mean empty money? How does that work? You should say either full or empty, but not. And when it comes to money, you should say it's you know, it's lacking a bit. I don't know, maybe the coin's not complete. But mali is in full. Full of what? Like, what's it full of and what's it empty of? So therefore, that Rashi says, I found another chaver, I found a friend to it, I found a partner somewhere else that says the same thing, by Aravna. Says it ever like that, then you should have just said, v'chein b'David. Why became David? And so too David said. You say, and so it was by David. In other words, you're trying to bring a raya. And if you were trying to bring a raya, then you would say, as we see it by David. But you're the Lashon, and so too did David say, chesef mali. Like, so too as in, so too what? Like, what's the continuation of? And if you're just trying to show me that there is another place that says it, you don't have to translate it for me. Just say, v'chein b'David, amala ravna. Rebbe has a few more questions. Says it ever like this. Bashkafat Ishaina, the first glance, kesef mali, seems to be that the mali is going on the kesef, even in the truck. B'chesef mali, with complete money, it's a combined truck. So in other words, it will be complete. Even though it's not a usual lashon, as we said, but you could have said that because that it's connected to that word. Comes and Rashi and says, no, it must mean the complete worth of the property, of the real estate. How do we know this? Because from the context, Avram says, V'yitnis mar smachpeva. B'kesef mali itenli is there to negate what the Bnei Chay said, Nesia lekimata, you are a leader, go take it. And he's coming to say, no, I don't want it for free. So therefore, chesef mali must mean the entire thing. But if you're going to sit there saying kesef mali could refer to big money, and it's just an interesting lashon, and that Avram is having, you know, an answer that's not as necessarily within the context, comes Rashi and says, he adds the word ashalim kol shavya. In other words, the fact that he's adding the word ashalim, Rashi's coming to say, no, the focus over here is that he's negating, he is in the context. That's why Rashi has to say the words kesef mali ashalim, not kesef mali, because How do I know that's Kesef Mali from the context of the word? Not the word, because the word doesn't say Ashalim, but the context of the conversation that's all about the fact that he's going to pay. Says it ever like this, but you could have still fetched and say that Mali refers to money. And even though then it's out of context, nevertheless, you could say that he would give big, like, you know, it's quality money, and by extension, he's obviously saying that I'll pay. So it says that ever like this, in order to negate that at all, Kesef Mali refers to Mali of the Kesef, so too by Avna. He's not coming to say that there's another place where it says Kesef Mali, but rather, he's coming to strengthen his pshat in the words Kesef Mali, that it's there to negate free. That whenever you say Kesef Mali, or not whenever, but sometimes when you say Kesef Mali, it's there to negate a freebie. Why did David want to pay for the goyim and for the field? It says, "Ki lo esa shelecha laHashem v'alo Yisrael lechinam." I don't want to bring anything to Hashem for free. In other words, again, over there, the proof, the context is even clearer that Kesef Mali is. Why do I want Kesef Mali? Because I don't want to give to free. So over there, you can't even, there's no other choice but to say that Kesef Mali over there is referring to paying for the full value of the estate. So v'chein David Omar la Avna, and that's why Rashi says this is what David said to Avna to get you to focus on the whole context of what David said to Avna. Look over there. It's not just those words. It's the whole conversation that David has with Avna. Pasuk Chavei, Chavgimu Chavdal. Says that, but you could also focus on another point on David Omar la Avna, because you could have asked the question, why did Avram want to get the field because of Malik? He could have given based on the fact that Hashem said the whole land is yours. And so too, you know, that could have been Avram's logic. Says the Rebbe, that's what Rashi is coming and saying, that you see the same thing by Aravna, because David HaMelech conquered Yerushalayim from Aravna HaMelech. And the Melech, he was Kavish, the whole thing, he conquered everything. And nevertheless, when it comes from Mizbeach, he doesn't only allow himself to be conquered, but rather he wants to buy it. Why? Ki lo esa shelechol Hashem. I don't want it to be yours, and it should be I want it to be absolutely mine. If it was just because of kibush, it doesn't mean that Aravna doesn't have some relationship. I just conquered it from you, but technically it's yours. It's not a real acquiring. True acquisition is when I pay for it to make sure that Aravna has no schus to it at all. And so too by Avdam, he didn't want to take him mitzad on the fact that the Eretz Yisrael is his. No, it's absolutely only because it's I bought it. Says that there's a powerful lesson over here. Because as we know, in Rashi, there's deeper elements as well. Because through Rashi, we understand a question in Halacha. Why? The fact that Karka is bought through Kesef, we learn in the Gemara, in Kiddushin, from the Pasuk that says, Sadeh is by Kesef Yiknu, that field should be bought with money. Says Tosfos, why don't we bring that ayah from the fact that Avram got it from Chevron? Because maybe you would say that that's not to buy a goy. But when you acquire from a goy, it has to be kesef, but not necessarily for you. But now that we explain Rashi, it's a whole different daikai, a whole different richness why you can't learn it from them. Besides that you wouldn't learn the whole idea of kinyan kesef for karka, number one, Avram didn't pay one penny, he paid the full value. So you're not learning over here that you can have, even with a drop of kesef, just a shavatuta, that you could have acquisition. You're not learning that. But more than that, he didn't do it for acquisition. He did it so that Ephron has no shaykhus, has no relationship to it, which is a different element than acquisition. What's the hiddah? What's the lesson for each and every one of us? No freebies. Zohar says that mitzvahs need to be complete, not empty. Why? Because in La'uvah, in the opposite, when the Yidden refer to the fact that they got free food, in Mitzrayim you get free food. But in the real world, in Avedas Hashem, you got to work. comes Rashi and says, we don't want Eilois Chinam, nothing free. So too with Avraham Avinu. The Avraham Avinu used to make an effort that people would pay for the Gemilas Chassadim. Why? We don't believe in freebies. The idea in each and every one of us is that we're here to purify the world, and we have to acquire the world. And how's that? Through effort. Don't say, well, yeah, I'm talented naturally. I have things good. I learned Torah naturally. Everything's fantastic for me. What do I have to work and make an effort? Comes the idea from Avraham Avinu and says, no. You have to make an effort, even if it's easy for you, because dafka, that's the way you accomplish what you're here to accomplish. Effort is the only way.